President Trump's supporters have rallied in opposition to the voting fraud they believe took place during America's November election. Hear about what are known as Stop the Steal rallies across the country after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
The mainstream media announced Joe Biden as the 46th president, but the count is still on and cases are in court. Recently, Facebook banned a pro-Trump group called Stop the Steal. Before the untimely shutdown of Stop the Steal, The New York Times identified the group as one of the fastest-growing groups in Facebook's history, with more than 361,000 members within 24 hours. With a newly created Facebook page, Trump backers organized Stop the Steal rallies to contest the election process. A protester at a Springfield, Illinois rally, Christopher J. Roper, said, "Before anybody calls anybody anything, we need unity. We need togetherness in the United States. We need to stop this division and hate. Just let the process work." Rebecca Hudson told Fox 13 News at a Salt Lake City, Utah rally, "We need not just a recount. We need a revote with protections in place specifically in the contested states." When asked to clarify if she wanted a full redo of the election, she said, "Absolutely, because those fraudulent votes are already there. If you recount them, you're counting fraudulent votes." Sunday afternoon, over 100 people gathered in Pensacola, Florida, to protest the outcome and ask that every legal vote be counted before a winner is determined, reported WearTV.com. Rally organizer Bill Fetke, chairman of Trump Team 2020, Escambia County Chapter, told the news outlet, "The media does not make the decision on who the next president is. It's we the people." Kimberly Fletcher of Moms for America recently tweeted about an upcoming hashtag Stop the Steal event in the nation's capital. Fletcher said, "Moms for America will be in D.C. this Saturday, rallying to protect the vote. Join us if you can. Hashtag Stop the Steal. Hashtag Protect the Vote." Details for the rallies in state capitals November 14th can be found at stopthesteal.us. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.